You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Great Table Talk, everyone. It's your girl, Cash.
It's Ree.
And, of course, we have our girl, Lenny. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, I got to put my mic back on.
How's she going to take her mic off, though? Does she not know our routine?
I mean,
she was hip for a podcast before, and now she just going to unmic herself?
Right, right.
Disrespectful. Right, disrespectful. Right.
Mm. That's okay. We're fine.
Yeah, you know. Okay.
Hello, we forgive friends you. Out there in the world. This your girl, Linda.
Right. Okay, so we just got to jump into this topic. And we debated about even talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
But this abortion ban.
Yes.
I mean, it has really been an issue.
It has.
Okay, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I have issues of number one, I'm a Christian. So off top, we would like to take the stance of, you know, every life is precious. Mm-hmm. No abortions. God hates this and don't do that. You're going to hell, you know, how we were raised. Mm-hmm. But as a woman, how dare you tell me what to do with my body, mm-hmm. or what's right or wrong to do with my body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we have a free will.
Right.
And the God that I serve allows us to have
mm-hmm.
a God-given free will. Correct. So I want to ask you all, like, what's your take on what you've been hearing, reading, seeing in the media regarding these federal offenses of having an abortion called a heartbeat bill? They call it the heartbeat bill.
It's ridiculous.
Hold on, pause for a second. Wait, I'm not to cut you off. As someone who's had a plethora of children,
a plethora. Okay.
You know, my quiver is full. I've had 3 kids by the age of 23, mm-hmm. which was less than ideal. And I've had an option to have an abortion, mm-hmm. especially with the last 2. I mean, let's be very, very clear. I understand life is precious, and I love each and every one of my kids. But I would never tell them what to do with their body, because what's right. best for them is best for them. Mm-hmm. And it was hard raising these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the times, I found, matter of fact, all of the pregnancies, I found out after 6 weeks. It wasn't 6 weeks. So if you're saying a heartbeat bill, mm-hmm. most women don't even find out that they're pregnant until
right.
then.
Right.
I was up one day about 3 months. I said, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Something's missing here.
Something's not right.
Mm-hmm. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and pass it along to you all. I just wanted to add that little tidbit in.
I mean, I just think that we should be able to make choices
mm-hmm.
About our bodies. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, I have children. I couldn't imagine having done that. Or I've lost babies. I couldn't imagine doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have as well. I mm-hmm. have, and I've experienced that. And I could not imagine being in the space of having to make that choice.
Yeah.
But that is a choice.
Right.
And I think that when we bring law into it, what to do
Perfect.
With our
that's
bodies,
good.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
It's not about an agree with abortion or disagree with abortion. It's why is the law involved in what I do with my body? Because if a woman has this baby and they're not equipped to take care of it, you don't know what happened to that person
right.
for them to even get. You don't know
uh-huh.
if they were assaulted, raped,
uh-huh.
anything. You don't
mm-hmm.
know any of that.
Right.
You just know that they cannot have this abortion. That's what you're saying. But then when they have the child, now it's...
Mm-hmm. Who's going to take care of it?
You can't be on welfare.
Right.
You can't, you know,
right.
what's this Medicaid? You can't do this. You can't
right.
do that. You know, you have to take care of the baby on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew then that I couldn't.
Right.
But your law is making me.
Right.
So what's the issue here?
Right.
It's the issue of taking my choice
mm-hmm.
and trying to make it a
Absolutely.
Law.
Because if we were to rally around and give you laws to having all these side chicks, and I'm talking about the men who
yeah.
vote for all this stuff. If you
mm-hmm.
go and dig in their, you know,
mm-hmm.
their background, I'm pretty sure they have a history of
mm-hmm.
some things that we don't think is morally correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So let's separate church and state for number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, let's stop making choices for other people. Mm-hmm. How, now you making it against the law for me to do what I need to do with my body? Like, come on, stop. Mm-hmm. When you same folks that's making these votes, and I know this is probably going to seem politically incorrect for you, college degree to master having folks. I'm talking about y'all.
I'm about to say, I'm one of those people.
I'm talking about y'all.
Hold on.
But it may be politically incorrect, but some of those same people that were out there voting to make this law probably have a background of paying for prostitution, paying for these side women. And the two of them in particular were caught in some scandals back in the day with these other women. So why are you still on the payroll of the taxpayers? Why are you still on? Who knew if you and we all know about some of them that paid these women off to have abortions of stories back in the day. So let's. It brings me back to the guy. The guy that wanted the welfare, people who were on welfare to take drug tests. I don't know if you remember that. He wanted them to take drug tests. Mm-hmm. And come to find out that he himself was doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Sin that's first stone. Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are we doing this for? You know, it's almost election time, so everybody coming out here. But to pass laws, this is serious.
It's government control over women, over, you know, and it takes me all the way back to women's suffrage. It really does.
Yeah.
It takes me all the way back to that when, you know, the only people that could vote were, you know, educated, know, white men. And then, you know, women were like, well, what are we?
Right.
Like, why don't we have a voice?
Absolutely.
Why can't we have the opportunity to speak and represent and tell you how we feel about different things.
Right.
It took me all the way back to that moment in our history, and then fast forward to now. Like, government, why are you taking away from me my God-given right of free choice whether or not I want to keep a child that I may not be ready for?
Right.
Because I'm, just to be honest, transparent, you know, moment, yeah, I wasn't ready to be a mom at a certain age in my life.
No. Hello.
And I wasn't ready to be a mom.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't even that. I wasn't ready to be a baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between being a mom and a baby mama. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be a baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in my life, my partner at the time didn't seem like he wanted a family.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, cool, fine. You know, did what we had to do to make sure that our lives were not rocked. And don't make us responsible for something that we weren't ready for.
Right.
Had this law happened those many years ago, I might have a child graduating from college at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the struggle of raising that child.
Right.
You know, having these battles in court, custody, and all of that happy jazz. I didn't want that. So,
absolutely.
You know, and God forgave me.
Mm-hmm.
And I
forgave myself.
I don't need the government to say whether or not. That's not fair.
And that's
at the end of the day, that's
what
not
it's about.
Fair.
It's about our choice.
Right.
It's about our
taking
choice.
Taking it away from us.
And I want to go in a little deeper. This kind of, and I hate to get off, but even when they was talking about, oh, gays shouldn't have a right to marry.
Mm.
I feel like this, as being a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Get married if you want to get married. I mean, that's your civil right. You got the issue. You have reasons why, health insurance wise, taxes wise, some different things that y'all want to do. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's my thing or not, that's
right.
But you shouldn't make it a law for them not to.
And I think that's the whole thing. You said, you know, whether I agree with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be, you know, up to me whether or not, or up to someone else whether or not it should be a law.
Right.
That's your choice.
Absolutely.
That's a total choice. I don't understand.
And then you take it further by my body.
These people are, you know, voting for this law, want this law to, you know, come into play, and yet they may not have been faced with anything to where they've had to make this choice.
Okay.
You know, they don't. Maybe their daughter, their teenage daughter, hasn't come to them yet, you know, and are in a situation. And now what?
And I'm pretty sure they've done the research. Probably most of the teenage daughters probably already have made that decision.
And or it's maybe like, they even have, and they just, you know, push so far right, back into their mind. Yeah. They don't remember, like, having to make those decisions mm-hmm. and how that affects people.
Because we wanted to look
people.
Good.
Right.
We wanted to want this vote to make it look like we're moral, upstanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. It bothers me, because every single one of those men that voted for that, up, like you said, older white men.
And let me just say this.
That's how they got outside, children.
Of course.
You know, with the whole abortion issue, right? And you're saying, well, this is, you know, it's a human being, it's a human life. Okay. You're overlooking the lives that are already here. You know, all the things that we're oppressed by.
Absolutely.
You know, and you're not mm-hmm. even taking care of that, but you're pushing. Please help me understand. Because I don't.
Animals' lives are more important.
Oh, yes.
Unborn right. babies' lives are more important than some of the population that is disrespected, under respected, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm trying not to be racially inclined in making this comment, but at the same time, mm-hmm. you're paying attention to people who are not even here.
Right. But the lives who are here, mm-hmm. we get shot discarded, down when just saying,
disenfranchising.
I want to walk. I want to walk to my apartment. Misdemeanor.
Yeah.
A misdemeanor. Like, you know, the misdemeanor, I had to talk with my kids the other day. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what a misdemeanor is? Because they asked me, did I see the video? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I did. And we kind of talked about it. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, there's a lot of discussion in house, but we was talking. And I was like, do y'all know what a misdemeanor is? Mm-hmm. I was like, if you have too many speeding tickets. I said, I'm speaking from experience. It's misdemeanor. If your friend has a little weed in their pocket, they get arrested for the night mm-hmm. or get a citation, that's a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. Those are misdemeanors. So to say this woman got shot dead over a misdemeanor mm-hmm. because she was, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not to talk about going to depth about that, but all lives matter. So shouldn't all lives matter?
That's what I heard.
You know, if all lives matter, shouldn't all lives matter? So you worry about a heartbeat bill, but when they get here, you just throwing them out there to the wolves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, come on. We got to do better.
Just make sure they get here.
Yeah, let's.
It just seems like, you know, we need to create more lives so that we can oppress more people.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's the best way to say
because
it.
Because the people that are here now, we're on to you.
That's exactly
we're on to the
is.
Systems. Right. We know how to shift mm-hmm. the systems. We know how to
right.
reverse mm-hmm. the results of what systematic right. oppression mm-hmm. and institutionalized racism have done mm-hmm. to us as, right. as a people all these years. We figured out how to fix it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you come out with this bill, and this is just me, like, you
that's
know,
real talk.
No, but that's the truth.
That's
conspiracy
a great,
theory.
Yeah.
It definitely. I mean,
no, no. Having babies. We're running out of people to oppress.
Like, yeah. Right.
Population right. control.
Right.
All
right.
And oh, yeah. It's going to be a federal offense.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
If
you get charged for
it.
And maybe you get out of jail by going a couple of months mm-hmm. or a couple of years, but you won't even be able to vote.
You know,
so why don't we continue to cause you to mm-hmm. vote for? You won't even be able to
we
vote.
Gotta
because
keep this cycle going.
We gotta keep the cycle going.
This
we gotta come
business.
We gotta yeah,
open.
We gotta keep this thing
baby,
open.
You know? That's big dollars for
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So
and then you won't get the health care you need. Because we gotta keep these hospitals, everything open, those health care
right.
going.
That's right.
It's business.
So
right?
we always gonna keep you under our foot.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you try. So we're just going to wrap this up right here. We're just going to leave this here. We just had to vent about this little quick one
yes,
right
yes.
here. So,
thanks for listening to our venting session.
Yeah, this is, thank you very much. And mm-hmm. I have the right to do what I want to do. I hope they don't bring that stuff here.
It's already in
play. I read about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're laughing, but it's serious.
But you're going to have people like literally drive
going
across
to
state. Like, that's
to
what
Mexico.
I'm trying to say. You're going to look up like, oh, I didn't know you was in Mexico. I didn't know you was in Canada.
Don't check in.
That's right.
Just don't say anything.
It's
crazy.
Like,
yeah.
yo, mm-hmm. it's like, but anyway, women, I would like for you all to know that we have a voice, and we have to make sure that we are careful of who we elect in our, you know, in our local offices. So I know this is election season coming up for the presidential election for next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Governor, president.
This fall.
So we need to be mindful of our Senates and our Congress people and mm-hmm. Those things. So this has been Great Table Talk. It's your girl Cash.
It's Ree.
And of course,
Lynette.
And we're out. Bye.
Bye.